the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting teaching for you today. It's called Redeemed from Poverty. Now, this is a part of the Reality of Redemption series, where we took it from Galatians 3:13 and 14, where it says, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why? So that the blessing of Abraham would come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. You and I came into the same blessings that God blessed Abraham with through Jesus Christ. The Bible even says if you belong to Christ, you and I are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What promise? Same promise he made Abraham. So God wants to bless you and I. He wants to bless us even beyond what we can ask or think. Now, here's the key. God does not want anybody else to make you rich. Praise the Lord. He wants to get all the glory for it. Now, why do I say this? Because the enemy will offer people ways to get rich through the world system. And what you don't want to be is you don't want to be caught up in that and end up taking something in there that is not right and doing some things that are not right just because you want the blessing to come on your life. You can go to God and Him alone. It says, my God shall supply all your need, and He means it. God is a jealous God. He wants to bless His people, and He doesn't want anybody else to get credit for it. Well, let's go into it. It's called Redeemed from Poverty. In Genesis chapter 14, are you there? Look what he says here in verse 13. And there came one had escaped and told Abram, the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Ishcol, a brother of Anar. And these are confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, or you're talking about Lot now, his nephew, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 300 and how many? 18, and pursued them to where? Dan. How many servants did he have in his own house? 3. Where were they born? So that means they had a mother and a father, hopefully. So it tells me that Abram had a lot of people around him. Now, I'm saying this because this is how God's going to bless you. Now, it says, verse 23, I will not take from thee a thread, even a shoelace, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest you say, I made Abram rich. God doesn't want anybody to make you rich but Him. Say amen to this. Yeah. Why? Because of a covenant relationship. I am in covenant with my wife. It's called a covenant of marriage. This Abraham had a covenant with God. One of the things that she did in her last name is she added my name on. Her name is Veronica Brown Winston. She took my last name. Now, that's a privilege. Amen. See, she said amen. Praise God. Amen. All right. Now, let me show you this, because I got to make this picture real to you, because to get there is not a struggle. Toiling came from the curse. I want to show you that it's your inheritance, that you are no longer working for a living. Job came from paycheck. Work came from God. And work is what we do to manifest potential. That as we work for God, then the potential of who we are begins to be exposed. A job is what I want for getting me a paycheck. Man, I need me a job. No, you don't. You need work. Because the job puts you in a cage. Oh, you got to see what I'm talking about. Because we move in a job, you move from paycheck to what? Paycheck. And people are living from paycheck, come on, to paycheck. That's why on the expressway on Monday morning, people look sad. Man, when you're going to work, you're so happy you don't know what to do. Praise God, I'm going to work. Because you're doing something that fulfills you inside. Come on now, come on. And it's the manifestation of the gift that God has placed in you. And a gift will bring you before great men. So now, let's look at this. Verse 4 of chapter 15. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own body shall be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad, talking about Abram now. And he said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, do you be able to number them? And he said to him, so shall thy seed be. And Abram believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Say, believe. Believe means to lovingly trust. Believing means unqualified committal. Believing means to give yourself wholly up to. If I tell you that we're going to provide, we're going to hire you on Monday or something like that. No, I'm just kidding now. If I tell you going to hire you on Monday or something like that, you believe me. As a matter of fact, you go out to Marshall Field, or if they still, is Marshall Field still going on? And maybe get yourself a, you know, skirt, or get yourself a hat, some blouse, some sock, and so forth. Like, why? Because you're getting ready to go to work on Monday. Got it? You know why you did that? Because you believe me. You believe me. You wholly committed to it. And that's where you can tell when people believe. Now, Abram believed in the Lord. Now let's keep going. Verse 7. And he said to him, I'm the Lord that brought you out of the Ur of the Chaldees to give you the land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby I should know that I shall inherit it? How are you going to tell me, how are you going to prove to me that I'm going to get this land? He said, take me a heifer of 3 years. Now that's a cow. Of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. Let's come on down to verse 14. Let's come on down to verse 16, please. But in the generation, in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. Now, let's get it. Let's get to the thing. God is now ratifying a covenant with Abraham. And the way he's ratifying it is he's taking a substitute of a cow or some kind of a cattle or a bull, a goat or something, and he cuts them down the middle and puts the two ends on the side, and the blood is all there. Now, what theologians say is when that burning lamp came, that was God. God came to the earth in the form of fire. And that when Abram awoke, he saw footprints in the blood. And the footprints formed a circle 8, which has to do with new beginning. And so now, here, he's showing, I'm going to cut a covenant with you, and I'm going to ratify it on my side. Because the word covenant means in Hebrew, to cut, or where blood flows. It's still the strongest covenant in the earth today, and they still make them in some tribes in the darkest parts of Africa. They will make a covenant And when they do, they cut and make blood. Why? They mingle the blood. The mingled blood says, you and me just became one. So what it's saying, God is saying here, is that, hey, as for me, I'm you. I'm a part of you. And whatever you need, you can come to me. And if I have it, I must give it. But now God is going to get Abraham to cut his part of the covenant. Come on over here, please, to Genesis chapter 17, and look at verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee, what? Exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, he's always falling out, isn't he? As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Watch this. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but I'm going to change your name, because you and me are going to hook up. But thy name shall be what? Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy who? Seed after thee, that's me, and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, and I will give unto thee this, and thy seed after thee, the land where thou art a stranger, and the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Now, God said that. Let's look what God did. And God said to Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant. Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations, this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be what? Circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token or the covenant of the covenant between me and you. So what's going to be the sign of the covenant between God and Abram and his seed is going to be what? Circumcision. Now wait a minute. Hold on, women. Hold on. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Come on down to verse 14. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of the foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be what? Cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. Now, what day did God say that this child had to be circumcised? Eighth day. Now, what did he say was going to be a sign or a token between he and these people that they were in covenant together? Come on. Circumcision. In Africa or in some of the Indian reservations or Indians, when the Indians were here in America, they would cut their wrists and they would mingle blood. And that sign, some of them would take gunpowder and put it on there, and that gunpowder will make that mark whelp up. Now, it would be healed, but it'd be a big scar. And so when they went places, people could see it. And it will tell people that they are in covenant with somebody. Say amen to that. So this is saying, I'm in covenant with Almighty God. So let's go to Luke chapter 2, please. We're in covenant with somebody. Look what it says in Luke chapter 2. Let me know when you get there. Praise God. This is Jesus now, talking about Mary and Joseph taking Jesus into the temple. Look what it said in verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called who? Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Go all the way over to Romans, please, in chapter 2. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one where? Inwardly. And circumcision is that of the where? Heart, in the spirit, and not of the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Now come on over to Colossians, C-O-L, Colossians chapter 1, please. Chapter 2, pardon me. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. I told you Satan's strategy is to keep you ignorant.
verse 8. Beware,
glory to God,
lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision, come on, made without hands. Every one of us who got born into the kingdom got circumcised. But it's a circumcision not made with hands, as in the Old Testament. But we have a better covenant, and the circumcision is in the spirit, right on your spirit. So God knows that you belong to him, and you got a mark on you that the devil can see, because he can see in the spirit, and he sees that you belong to Christ. Now, in that, folks, we have ability. Anyone that was under that old law of circumcision, Israel, the nation of Israel, became a covenant people, and no one could defeat them. No one, even the biggest groups or armies, come against one little village of Israelites and could not defeat them. And the reason why they could not defeat him, because the Lord fought for them. And he's going to fight for you. Now, I said that you have the blessing on your life. I don't have time for it now because I got to wrap it up. But in that blessing, Abraham got blessed. As a matter of fact, if you go in Genesis 24, it tells how much he was blessed. He was blessed with silver, gold, cattle, men servants, maid servants, camels, donkeys. Well, you don't have camels and donkeys today. You have different things. Come on. You got cars, trucks, airplanes, so forth and so on. That's why I'm believing for an airline. Because I got the blessing on my life. Now, what you're saying, oh, Pastor Winston, see, stay where you are. You're a lot. I don't have no time for lots. I'm going to leave the lots back with the unbelief, because I've got something God wants to do through me, and I've got potential in me, and you got potential in you. You are a genius already. God is just trying to get you to walk in genius status. Not only that, God is tying us back to another economic system. He's tying us back to a system like he did Isaac. Isaac was up there in Gerar, and God said, don't go down to Egypt. In other words, don't try to do it the world's way, because this is not going to work. He said, I want you to stay here in this land that I'm going to show you, and I'm going to be with you. And the reason why I'm going to be with you, because I promised it to your daddy. I promised it to Abraham. Abraham's my father also. By faith. And so God, when he directs me, I'm noticing he seems to be directing me into places that look like just nothing growing. We have hit Tuskegee, and I'm telling you, it looked like an abandoned town. I couldn't believe what had happened. I said, God, why did you send me here? He said, because you got the blessing on your life. I remember when God told me there was a Brown's Chicken right across the street from our office on 7306 on Madison. I'm standing up at the window. I'm just standing there minding my own business. Some said, buy that Brown's Chicken. I'm thinking, Brown's Chicken? Because I'm thinking I got to run a chicken place. I dare you to go look and see what's there now. Luxury condominium apartments. If I'd have just bought the brown chicken, I'd have been all right. See, God just said.
God, economic system, he'll direct you. And he'll direct you where he knows people are going to come. And one man told me, all you got to do to get rich is find out where everybody's going and get there first. Now, I'm telling you something. Don't be trying to figure it out. Part of his system is to hear the Holy Spirit and be able to cooperate with him and watch God work this thing out for you. I'm trying to let you know that there is an image that you can get of God blessing you like he blessed Abraham. And then for you to get into abundance will not be difficult. Your image is going to take you there. Is this making sense to you at all? Now, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither white nor black. Poverty and lack is not a function of color. It is a function of what you think. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, this is offering day, and this is the time that now the word has been sown to you, and now you have an opportunity to respond. And what we call it is a time of giving. Now, through that giving and financial support, we take it and actually keep this ministry on the air in your location. And also, we take the gospel to the nations of the earth. Part of our mandate as the church is to take the gospel into all the world. Now, Jesus said something. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, the acceptable year of the Lord is a year of jubilee. It's a time that people of God would be set free materially, financially. In other words, if there are any debts, they'd be canceled. If there's anything owed anybody, it'd be written off. Now, I believe that time of jubilee is in your life right now. And as you sow your seed this week, I want you to sow that seed for a jubilee in your life. In other words, sow it for debt cancellation. You can actually take your seed and name your seed. So you can name it debt cancellation of specific debt. If you have it and you are ready for that debt to be paid off. Now you say, well, Pastor, that sounds a little extreme. The gospel is extreme. Praise God. I mean, the gospel that he preached to Abraham said that you're going to have a child and you're beyond the age of childbearing and your wife never had children. That was the gospel. The gospel to Moses was stick out his staff over the Red Sea and watch it split. I'm saying these are the gospels. So I'm saying that the gospel is that way. But if you believe it, it'll work for you. He said, if thou can believe, all things are possible. That means it's possible for you to have your debts canceled in 7 days. That's possible. But what you have to do is you have to act on the word of God. Now, what God is telling you to sow, I don't know. But I tell you, the way I got out of debt is I sowed my way out. I sure did. The way we got this facility, the shopping mall and so forth, was with a seed. Same thing can happen in your life. So this is an opportunity for you. And as you look at it, don't look at it as something going away, but something coming back to you. You see, God is not going to do anything for you that he's not already done. He's already laid up treasures in heaven. So now you're sowing for a release. So it's your time. It's your time to be blessed. So I'm asking you, if you're watching this broadcast and it's been a blessing to you, to share seed, to sow a seed into this ministry. And as you do, he said, it'll be given back to you, multiplied. Well, I want to pray over that right now. If you just have in mind, or write on the piece of paper, or write out your check, or get something, seed, that you're going to sow, I want to pray for you right now that that'll come back to you multiplied. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, and I pray that you look on those who are giving into this ministry now, and I pray for a prophet's reward to come on them, that whatever that need is, whatever the debt is to be canceled, whatever that miracle is that they need in their lives, as they sow this seed, that miracle will manifest. Father, I thank you for it. Call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Now, remember what he said. With God, how many things? All things are possible. That's the thing that's also including what you've just done. This is your time. This is your jubilee. It's time for financial freedom in your life, and Jesus will set you free. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. Address and phone number on your screen. You can order our products, or also, if you want to sow seed, the address and phone number on your screen of where you can sow, or you can go to our website. But we have facilities for you. And if you're ordering products, we'll turn it right back around and send it right out to you. Why? Because we're concerned about you being blessed. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
In a land that's dry and barren, in a place of famine and shortage, when the system of the world betrays you, when you understand your redemptive rights, God will manifest the blessing of Abraham.
This blessing is designed to go into places that look bad, look beat out, look in shortage, look like they're suffering, look like that nothing can be done for them, because you got the anointing to get wealth.
You'll chart a new course for your financial destiny with Dr. Bill Winston's new series, Redeemed from Poverty, Volume 2. Order this series today, and Dr. Winston will teach you the power of the blessing of Abraham, how to stop trusting in the world's economic system, why you've been anointed to get wealth, and much more.
If you got the blessing of Abraham in your life, many times God will lead you to a place of severe shortage. And he'll lead you there because that is the mechanism that he needs for the blessing to manifest. Glory to God.
To order your copy of Redeemed from Poverty, Volume 2, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. For information on visiting our satellite churches located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Tuskegee, Alabama, visit our website at www.billwinston.org. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.